Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Zvachim Nun Ches, Zvachim 58a, pagination is 115. We have the privilege of starting the sixth perek of Zvachim, starting from the top line, the new Mishnah. We have learned that Kodshei Kodoshim, like the Karban Ola, the Holy of Holies of Karbanos, are going to be shecht on the northern side of the Mizbeach, whereas Kachim Kalim, the lesser level of Kachim, like a Shlamim, is going to be able to be shecht anywhere in the Azara, in the courtyard. Our Mishnah is going to entertain a situation where they shecht a Karban on top of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah says, Kodshei Kodoshim Sheshechten Berosh HaMizbeach. A carbon that's supposed to be shecht in the north, Kodshei Kodoshim, and it was shecht on top of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi rules, Ki ilu nishchatu b'tzafon, it's as if it was shecht in the right spot, as if it was shecht in the north. And we're going to have to know what this machlokus is about. Obviously, the first reaction is, where is the Mizbeach situated? Is the Mizbeach situated in the northern part of the Mishkan? Even that doesn't really answer the question, because the Pasuk said, Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona, on the side of the Mizbeach to the north. It could be that that's taken to mean on the north side of the Mizbeach, regardless of whether it's the north of the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash or not. It's got to be the north of the Mizbeach. But in any case, what is the discussion? Does it have to do with the footprint of where it's located? You're shechting on top of the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi says it's good. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechatzi ha-Mizbeach u'ledarom kidarom. Midway on the Mizbeach, going to the south, is considered south. And for Kodshei Kodoshim, it would be Pasul. Kodshim Kalim, it would be fine. Mechatzi ha-Mizbeach u'letzafon kitzafon. The northern part of the Mizbeach is going to be considered north, and it's going to be okay. Let's start the Gemara. Omer Ravasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ravasi said, name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Hayu Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi used to say, Kula Mizbeach Betzafon Koi. The entire Mizbeach is situated footprint-wise in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash, which at first glance, at first understanding, is the explanation why Rabbi Yossi is saying that the top of the Mizbeach is fine, is because it's in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. Umay ki'ilu. So what's the ki'ilu? It is the northern part. What does it mean, like, as if it was shecht in the northern part? Mao de Temai would have thought, but inan al yerech, it has to be the side of the Mizbeach to the north. Veleka. And it, on top of the Mizbeach is not to the north of the Mizbeach. Kamash malon, that the top is satisfactory. And this is the first approach, which is not really what we're going to stick with. We're going to learn this concept from a pasuk. And indeed, al yerech would indicate that it has to be on the ground of the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash to the north, to the side of the Mizbeach, and the top of the Mizbeach would not satisfy this at all. And we'll have to see what the origin for allowing something to be shecht on top of the Mizbeach really is. But right now, we're assuming that the Mizbeach is in the north, and it's based on the footprint. Where does it sit in the Beis HaMikdash? Now, just to pause and appreciate, many people think of the Mizbeach, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the large Mizbeach, and they think of it as one unit, the ramp and the boxy part, and that's not really true. The ramp is a ramp servicing the Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach, the altar, is the boxy part. And that's what we're talking about, that it's totally situated in the north, according to Reb Yossi. What follows is that Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda probably situates the Mizbeach in the south or somewhat to the south, and this is certainly a point of discussion. But if we drop down about six lines, you'll see that really it's based on a different pasuk, and this pasuk is going to be the origin to Shecht on top of the Mizbeach, because it really does not satisfy the typical requirement of Shechting it al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafona, on the side of the Mizbeach to the north. It really doesn't satisfy that. Instead, we quote a pasuk, V'zavachta Olav, you should Shecht on top of it, Esolo Secha, your Karban Ola, V'eshalamecha, and your Karban Shlamim. How interesting. An Ola is Kodshei Kodeshim. It's the type of Karban that's supposed to be Shecht only in the north. A Shlamim is a lesser level of Karban. It's allowed to be Shecht anywhere in the Azara. And we're being told that both an Ola and a Shlamim can be Shecht on top of the Mizbeach, so that this would be over and above, independent of Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafona, to Shecht on the side of the Mizbeach to the north. This is a whole new limud that's going to teach us that there's another place that you could Shecht. You could Shecht atop the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Rabbi Yossi holds Kula La'ola V'Kula L'Shlamim. It's totally acceptable, both for an Ola and for a Shlamim. Anywhere on top, it's fine. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Sava Chetzel La'olav Chetzel L'Shlamim, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that the part towards the north is good for the Ola, regardless of how the footprint is. But the part towards the north is good for an Ola, and the part towards the south is good for a Shlamim. De'isakadaydach Kula La'ola, says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, if you think that the entire top is good for the Ola, and it's all the equivalent of north, kosher, it's going to be good. Hashta kula la'ola kosher kula l'shlamim mibayi. If the whole top of the mizbeach is good for an ola, of course it's good for a shlamim. Shlamim is lesser in its requirements. And therefore, he infers from the pasuk identifying the top of the mizbeach is good for an ola and it's good for a shlamim, that there's a dividing line as to how much is good for an ola. The Shlamim, of course, can be brought anywhere, but there is a part of the Mizbeach that's only good for a Shlamim and not good for an Ola. I just presented and kind of jumped to a conclusion that the Shlamim would be able to be brought anywhere on top of the Mizbeach. Indeed, it would be interesting to explore if it is so, or it's not so. Maybe the top of the Mizbeach is dealing with a whole special limud, that part of it is for the Ola, part of it is for Shlamim. In any case, that's the approach of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that you divide the Mizbeach, and only part of it qualifies for the Ola. V'idach, and the other opinion, Rabbi Yossi's opinion, this is now a question. Why would the pasuk need to identify both the Ola and the Shlamim? Once it's good for the Ola, it should be good for the Shlamim. V'idach itzterich. Salka daitach amina, I would have thought, Ola hu didochik le'makom. The carbon Ola is pressed for space. It can only be done in the north. Avo Shlamim delo dochik le'i, but the carbon Shlamim, which is not pressed for space, Emalo, maybe it does not have this special allowance to Shecht on top of the Mizbeach, giving it extra space. Kamash Balan, Rabbi Yossi holds that we're being told both Ola and Shlamim can be Shecht on top of the Mizbeach. That allowance is being given regardless. And the Shlamim is able to be Shecht there as well. The Rambam in Psulei Hamikdashim Gimel Aleph tells us, Kodshei Kodeshim Sheshechtan Berosh HaMizbeach, Kodesh Kodeshim Karbanos that are shecht on the top of the Mizbeach, Kilu Shechtem Bitzafen, it's as if they were shecht in the north. So, number one, we totally avoid the issue of the footprint. Where is the Mizbeach situated? That's a different topic. That's not our topic. It's based on a posik that says that it's acceptable. What's the Ki'ilu? It's not Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafona. It's not on the floor of the by the Mizbeach, next to the Mizbeach. It's not. It's a special pasuk, Shene'emar, V'zavachta Allah V'salosecha V'esh Shalomecha. Melamed, it teaches us, Shekol HaMizbeach Ro'i L'shchitas Ha'olo Shchitas HaShlomim, that the entire Mizbeach is fitting for the Shchita of the Ola and the Shchita of the Shlomim, like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. One more observation. Tosfos, in the top Tosfos, observes that the Mishnah presented it as a bidi'evid after the fact. Kodshe kodoshim sheshachton, they were shecht on top of the Mizbeach. Why sheshachton after the fact? Why can't you do this lechatchila? Why can't you do this initially? It's a perfectly good way to shecht the karban. Says Tosfos, midoraischa shochet lechatchila. Midoraisa, biblically, you certainly could. Kiddashinon, as we learned it from this pasuk, vizavachta olav, you can shecht on top of it the ola and the shlomim. Says Tosfos, vishema, maybe, a suggestion, hadanakat dievid, the reason it's said after the fact, it's already shecht, it'll be kosher, midrabanon, that's a rabbinic legislation, because there's something not so right about shechting a karban atop the Mizbeach, shematarbitz gilalim, lest it do the bathroom function and leave you with manure right there in center stage. And indeed, we encounter this in different places, that we're careful how to position the animal, shematarbitz gilalim. And Tosfos says, the top of the Mizbeach should be disqualified midrabanan, period. Even on the ground, for example, by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when we have him positioned very close to the Mizbeach, but we position him with his animal in a way that if the animal would do bathroom function, it would not be on an angle in a way that would be particularly disrespectful. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.